Maybe you're thinking about going over to the park for a quick smoke during your lunch break. Think again. A total smoking ban in Seattle parks goes into effect today, and it doesn't just affect smoking. David Hyde spoke with Christopher Williams about it. Williams is deputy superintendent for Seattle Parks and Recreation. He says the ban includes marijuana and the use of all tobacco products.
Tobacco chewing is also illegal because you theoretically have to spit tobacco. So all tobacco products in parks are now illegal.
What about snuff?
You know, snuff is a tobacco product.
Also banned.
Right.
Why was a total ban needed?
Well, a total ban has become more of a best practice for how big park and recreation systems operate, protecting young people, families, older adults from secondhand cigarette smoke is our goal and our objective. Denormalizing smoking around young people is part of our mission and objective. Creating a situation or a condition so that a person's secondhand smoke does not impede the ability of another individual to enjoy the park system is part of why we are doing this.
And as you know, Christopher Williams, some people have said that this rule would target homeless people who have fewer options. What's been and what is Seattle Parks' response?
Well, I, for one, am excited about this actually going into effect because I think some of the speculation that the enforcement would be disproportionate, that it would be unequal, that it would target groups of people, I think are going to prove to be untrue. I think what people are going to see today are a lot of reminders, a lot of public education, and over time people will begin to understand the rules. We don't expect everybody to know on day one that it's illegal to smoke in our parks. This would take place over a period of time, and that this would become part of the social norming of how the public uses the park system.
All right, so what happens if somebody gets caught smoking in a Seattle City park today?
Well, I think what people would expect today is they would see signage in the park telling them that smoking is prohibited in all of Seattle parks. If they are smoking, I think they would be reminded by Seattle Park and Recreation employee, most likely a park ranger, that smoking is now prohibited in all 438 parks across the system. I think they would, you know, depending on where they were smoking, they might also be reminded by another member of the public that smoking is prohibited. I think for this to really work effectively, the public is going to get involved, and you'll have a situation where neighbor is reminding neighbor of this new smoking ban, and again, it creates sort of the social norming where, you know, people get conditioned to understand the rules in parks now mean that you can't smoke tobacco products in our park system.
I know that some people still smoke outside of bars, directly outside of bars, even though that's not allowed. What happens if a smoker just ignores the warnings moving forward?
Well, so the way the enforcement process works is a person would receive a written warning up to two times per occurrence, so they could receive, you know, they could be warned once and then warned again, at which point they would be asked to leave the park and then be subject to arrest if the police were called.
But the bottom line is you don't anticipate many of those kinds of arrests.
We don't anticipate a lot of those at all.
For smokers in the audience who are scratching their heads saying, well, where am I going to smoke in public at this point? What's your advice?
Well, you can always smoke in the public right-of-way. There are lots of places to smoke. You can smoke on a sidewalk. You can smoke in areas considered to be in the right-of-way, which is typically the street and the adjacent shoulders, roughly about 8 to 12 feet on either side of the street. There are lots of places an individual could smoke. But effective today, it's now illegal to smoke in a city park.
Christopher Williams, deputy superintendent for the Seattle Parks and Recreation. He spoke with David Hyde about the new total ban on smoking and tobacco products in Seattle parks. It goes into effect today.